Slip away, Dana.
Yeah.
At Camp New Horizon.
And this is part 3.
Yeah, Sleepaway Camp 3, suggested by Bradley Taylor.
And I don't know who that is. He must be a friend of Steve's on Facebook.
No, well, he tweeted at Dead Pit, then Wes included me in the reply. So we're going to do Sleepaway Camp 3, because I'll be honest, I've only watched the first few minutes of this movie, because I just, for some reason, didn't get enthralled with it.
And I was under the impression that Steve had seen it.
Whoa.
That's Kim Wall.
Yeah.
We're on the menu screen right now.
But the thing was, wasn't this shot back-to-back with part 2?
Pretty much.
So I don't know why it looks so different. Plus, she got
because the writer, Fritz Gordon, was writing this when they were finishing up part 2.
And so, so he had no clue what was going on in that one. Well, plus she's wearing a weird wig looking thing.
Yeah, that's got to be an obvious wig.
But we got the Scream Factory Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
So
I got all the Sleepaway Camp.
All of them.
I bought the box set.
She even got Return to Sleepaway Camp on Blu-ray. That ain't even
no,
available.
I did not get it.
It's not available anywhere except Dana's got it.
No.
We did a commentary for that one somewhere, didn't we?
I think we did. No offense to Robert Hiltzik, who did the original Sleepaway Camp, but that movie was just god-awful.
I know. It was great.
It was? That whiny...
Yeah, it was great that it was so bad. It's a really bad movie. But anyway... Here we go. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and then I'm going to hit play on the old remote.
Uh-huh.
And we'll begin this.
And, well, if you don't have the Blu-ray, then you might want to see if YouTube got this or...
Well, if you have the DVD...
If you have the DVD, it'll probably sync up pretty well.
Yeah.
But I think this has an MGM logo at the beginning of it.
Let's find out. So I'm on 3, 2, 1, and I'm gonna say play as I press play. So 3, 2, 1. Well, okay.
See,
I psyched you. 3, 2, 1. Press play. And I pressed it. And it's taken a while for my Blu-ray.
See, there's an MGM logo. That was never at the beginning of any versions.
It was never ever at the ever. At the beginnings.
I don't recall it being
there. Who's Stan Wakefield? He sounds like a rock star from the 70s.
I don't think so. But Michael Simpson.
He killed his wife.
No, that was OJ.
Oh.
So, allegedly.
No? Well, I'm not convicted now.
Yeah. Now you're gonna get to see some boobies here.
Thank you.
Shortly.
Dana's going to give us a booby alert every time.
With a tattoo of milkshake on them.
A milkshake?
It just says milk over one booby and shake over the other. I believe that's how it's... But I'm not a connoisseur of
breasts.
It sounds
like a fat chick would have that. Holy shit, she's thin.
And boy, she's messy. Is that a lava lamp? That is a lava lamp back there.
Oh, that's why she's got the hair up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't even hardly tell even on Blu-ray. There you get a good look.
Yeah,
they're pretty small.
And she breaks the fourth wall by looking into the camera.
Who, that girl with the titties?
Yeah. Did you see her glance at the camera?
I was looking at the titties.
Well... Guys will not notice her using that technique.
Why?
And this is
so Angela decided that she had to copy her hairstyle?
Well, because I guess in case anybody like double checked to see if this girl made it to camp, she wanted to make sure that she looked as much like her. Now, if you look real close in this truck, it's actually not Pamela Springsteen, of course. It is the stunt coordinator, Lonnie somebody or other. But he had a wig on and everything.
Well, you can't see nothing. I don't see nothing. I mean, it's all dark in there. Oh!
Now, if you were to, like, pause that and go step by step, you would actually see the head flying off the dummy, which they used Bill Splat Johnson's medical... He had one of those medical dummies.
Good Lord, Dana. Like, it's like you went to school with him.
No, I just watched all the extras. I know. And he was a little bit hesitant about...
So she had to go through all this to get to infiltrate another thing? Another, what you call it? Camp?
I don't know how... I guess this is New York City, so I guess...
New York City?
Nobody cared that some truck was running down some chick.
I don't think anybody gives a shit in New York City.
They don't give a shit here. You could probably run somebody down in downtown Louisville and they wouldn't care.
I'll do it.
Believe me, I've been down there and that's since I started my new job.
No blood? There we go.
There's some blood.
Why did she throw her clothes in there?
Because she's got her own clothes. She don't need that other chick stuff.
I just think it's weird. She thinks the hair is going to be...
Well, it works for the majority of this movie.
I know, but still, it's just like, yeah, I'm the one who'll have, like, the poofy hair at the side of the road.
But when I...
Oh, no!
I always liked that laughing going into the song.
Teenage Wasteland.
This is your typical...
Teenage Wasteland!
Yeah, that's a Who song. But
so it's got...
Introducing Tracy Griffith.
Wow. Melanie Griffith's sister.
I heard Kyle Holman that plays a...
And what's his name?
Huh? Michael J. Pollard?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, Kyle Holman who plays Snow Boy, the blonde guy that spray paints everything, as we're going to see here soon. I heard he runs a haunted house now.
Awesome, Dana Lynn.
I'll be...
Fritz Gordon is awesome.
I'll be happy to pepper this commentary.
Yeah, you're
going to
pepper
knowledge.
It. You're going
to
paprika it with some rosemary.
Oh, Jerry Silva.
A former porn star.
There's Snow Boy back there, the blonde. Oh. Leather jacket.
Oh, that looks like that Asian chick from Night of the Demons.
It is the Asian. It's Teresita.
Ah.
And good old Michael J. Pollard, who is really good at playing this sleazy old man character.
He's like...
And I think the woman that plays Lily is like a acting teacher now.
God.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Listen, people, I was in Sleepaway Camp 3. I know what I'm talking about.
And there's Kim Wall.
She looks like a young, pretty Shelley Duvall.
Yeah, never thought about
super pretty Shelley Duvall.
Kim Wall is actually, from her interviews, is a very
nice
person.
Oh, what about this one?
Yeah.
Does she get...
She gets naked.
Yeah!
You're going to see...
High five, Dana! What about Teresita back there?
Bill Teresita gets naked.
Yeah!
Topless.
T-O-P-L-E-S-S. Yay!
She's
hot,
too. She doesn't get naked.
She's cute.
She's cute, but she doesn't get naked.
I love her red hair. What's up with these? These are the tough kids.
Why was Angela pulling Tony back? Do you have a last name, Mary? There's Jill Teresita.
Is this like the only two horror movies she made? This and Night of Demons?
That I'm not sure.
What a doof.
I started to look up Sawtelle Gap, Kentucky and see if that's really a place.
No.
There's a lot of weird places.
I know. There's like Mudlick and... East L.A. man.
And the black
is she supposed to be is she supposed to be like a she's not a counselor, is she?
They're going to this camp. It's a camp for caring and sharing, as Lily said.
So she's not a counselor, okay.
No, she was a counselor in part two, but they're doing some kind of special thing where they're supposed to be bringing kids from, you know, that from bad areas together with rich kids, and they think it's going to be good for them, but... And evidently, Herman and Lily's characters are named after the Munsters.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Is that the same camp from part two?
I'm thinking it is. Either that or it's nearby. She needs to chill out.
So Angela went all the way to New York City to kill that chick so she could go back to the same camp?
Yeah. It's a horror movie, Steve.
I don't remember this when I watched it.
But the black guy back there, Daryl Wiltshire, who plays Riff, he thought he was going to be playing that the nerdy black guy, the Peter Doyle character that has all the firecrackers.
Peter Doyle rules.
Yeah, Steve's going to get him a shirt like that. She does look old. I mean, she obviously is older than the rest of them. I have no idea what's... It's been a real shit of a day, Steve.
You know what I mean? We'll be right back. She don't like that when people say shit?
No, and she doesn't like it when people ask for drugs. So look, that's what she's going to do. And why would you
Comet.
What I don't understand is why would you just snort something some strange person gave to you?
Did she ask for drugs?
Yeah, she said, do you know where I could score some coke?
It's a little much, isn't it? It's a gift. You're my favorite newscaster. Pretty good stuff? It really cleaned your pipes. Happy camping. Thanks. Have a nice life.
It's like, though, she gave her something, Drano, something.
Comet.
Yeah, but Comet doesn't clean your pipes.
Oh, fuck it, I don't know.
So she's gonna... You can tell it's getting fall, but it's not summer there, and even they said it was really cold at night when they were filming this. What do you think about the soundtrack to this movie?
I don't. I mean, it's... Ooh, look at the shoulder pads.
Yeah.
And the transfer looks better. Oh, shit, bitch.
Well, too late now.
Why would you do the whole thing?
Well, it didn't matter if she did the whole thing or not. That shit was going to kill her.
Well, I'm sure a little bit when they killed her.
Oh.
And I don't know if it would kill her that quick, but whatever.
Sounded like Pop Rocks in her nose.
Yeah, maybe you should snort some Pop Rocks.
Yeah, it's just firecracker. It might blow a toe off, but it's okay.
Is he straight or gay? I don't know.
No, they said he liked women. He was flirting with every one of the young women on this set.
Well.
And he would just, like, go off for no... I mean, he would leave the set, and everybody would be like, where's Michael at? And nobody knew.
It's crazy.
I bet he was a
traitor. That looks like the same set.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Or the same. That's funny.
And Angela's looking at him like, I would like to kill you.
Hi. Bobby Stark. Okay if I sit with you?
No.
Whoa! Rachel Griffiths. What's her name?
Tracy Griffiths.
Eyes look kind of weird. Like
Bobby Stark.
Nobody wants Bobby Stark to sit with them. He's like that nerdy person that goes around trying to find a table at lunch.
What year is this? 88?
89. 88, 89, somewhere.
Because, like, didn't they have some good music? Those black guys could be playing besides a generic nothing?
They probably couldn't afford it. I mean.
I know, but still.
This is still low budget.
Your name's Maria
Nicastro,
right?
How do you remember that?
I'm just great with names. That's how I got to be senior class president of my high school.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into your pants. That's what he's really thinking.
Yeah. So.
You want to do it?
You're under privilege, huh?
He gets to that later.
You want to make it?
That would be funny if you said that.
Your wrist's gonna get up.
Rip through some dancing balls. Get you a piece of cardboard on the ground. Start breaking. Oh, man.
You gotta see what he looks like now.
He probably looks like a freaking gray hair and looks like a college professor.
Nah, not really. Like, he sort of reminds me of that guy on Saturday Night Live, that heavyset black guy.
Oh.
What's his name? He doesn't know. But you know what guy.
Yeah, Kamen.
Is it Keenan?
Yeah, Keenan.
And we'll be getting snow and understand each other as best we can.
I don't know why, you know, obviously Michael J. Pollard's character doesn't have money. Why would this chick be interested in having sex with him?
I don't know.
Is this like a Playboy bunny belt buckle?
And we'll be washing up in the lake.
I would be like, no, I'm not washing up in the lake.
Oh, my God. Look at him. He almost stuck his head down her titties.
He probably really tried to do that.
I would do it. Fish?
Yeah, but she doesn't eat fish, as we'll see later.
She likes...
Well, good old Michael J. He was in a lot of, like, episodic television back...
He was in Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. He was.
And then Four for the Apocalypse... By Fulci, one of the best.
Was he on that?
Yeah, that's a great. That's one.
Yeah,
of the
we watched
great,
that. It was
that's
good.
A really, really good movie. Oh no, they're gonna sing that shit again.
No, I don't think they ever sang it because Barney shows up. Michael Jay's sitting back there with his.
Hey, look, it's Huey Lewis.
Yeah, he's gonna sing for you.
It's hip to be square.
Everybody came in there.
Yay!
And you know whose dad he is in this grand scheme of
things? Look at his hair.
He's Sean's dad from part two. Sean, the one that got his head cut off in that deserted cabin.
Excuse me.
He ate a lot before he came here. What book's she reading?
Fuck my dick's big.
Whoa! Wow, that escalated quick.
And they said right after they finished this scene, they both asked each other if they were okay because this scene was so, I guess, physical.
Yeah. I thought the spick is supposed to have the knife.
So they didn't, like, pat these people down or anything before they...
Well, no, he didn't pull the knife out earlier when they were standing around.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else carrying anything?
I'm packing. It's in my butt.
Same goes for you. Sit down.
And don't be spinning on your head.
Did that Bobby Stark just grab him, or did he just push past him?
I don't know. It's better than Cops.
When did Cops start coming on?
Oh, it came out like 87.
Oh.
They have a lot to do. Woo-hoo. I could have been that old... Ooh.
I'd like to have something like that.
Yeah. High five, Dana. Thanks.
I told you. You're going to get to see her completely naked later.
Bush?
Well, not.
Nah, fuck.
Not that.
How about to naked Tatanka?
You're getting ready to see
God.
Rashida.
She got. Is those real?
I don't know.
That's a bit too big to be real for a Asian chick, I think, unless they're fat Asians, and she's definitely not a fat chick.
No.
She got pretty ass hair. She has stripper hair almost. God damn.
And then you have Pamela Springsteen take her.
Good fuck. She got a fucking bustier.
And again, you...
I shit on the floor.
It says, fuck Angela Baker.
In the butt.
That girl who killed everybody, Angela Baker. Oh, yuck.
It's so gross.
And she's thinking, I'm going to kill you, bitch.
You think anybody would come here if they did? Shit, you're dumber than you look.
I'm yours.
Whoa.
And how much did they charge you to come here, little rich girl?
I don't know. $3,000, I think.
Yeah, I think Kim Wall is very uncomfortable with all of this because she's not...
Who?
Kim Wall.
The lean one?
Yeah.
We're here because they can't get anybody out. And then we've got some crazy asshole.
She said she didn't like saying, you know, inappropriate words and being racist towards people.
Did she grow up to be like a Christian? And
I don't know. She didn't talk about that.
She didn't talk about these
born again, being a born again Christian, and I don't want anything to do with horror movies. Well, she wouldn't have been interviewed if she felt that way. Well, she was talking about back then she felt uncomfortable saying those things.
That's why she did it, because she wanted to look like her.
Yeah, and too, he's a cop. He could...
17 years.
I have.
Well, I hope you have a nice time here, Maria.
Wait, that's her fucking picture.
Yeah, I know.
So what the fuck? Why does she need to fucking... No one knew what she looked like.
I don't know. I
don't
you'd
get...
You'd have to ask Michael A. Simpson.
I mean, I guess she needs the hair to look a little bit younger for some reason, but...
I want you to stand next to your counselor. Okay, my group is
A-Rab,
Bobby...
A-Rad. I thought she said A-Rab.
I thought it was A-Rab.
Yeah, yeah, but there's no way. I don't see nobody in this... Snowboy on the mic!
Oh, God. He's making his own thing of here.
Snowboy on the mic!
Tony, Anita, and Greg, right over there.
Yeah, but Snowboy's not black.
No. I know that in the next
they'd have to say Riff on the mic.
Riff Peter, Boy on the mic!
Or Peter Doyle. That other
with Loon. Loon on the mic!
They could be Snowboy and Loon.
Yep.
That Lumen guy kind of freaks me out because he smiles all the time.
He's a happy motherfucker to be alive. He's happy.
Well, that's good. But...
Are they going to live in the woods?
Yeah, they're going to live in the woods. I forgot for how long Lily said they'd be in the woods. She said, we're going to be camping out in the woods. Like she's talking to three-year-olds.
Like at a place that you know who that is.
What now?
No, I don't know that. Forget it. I can't remember. Is that one chick that played everybody's neighbor in sitcoms?
Oh,
she's kind of fatty, jolly, and
yeah, I know what you're talking about. But
they gonna talk about Jason?
No, he's got wieners.
Oh. We got wiener dogs.
You can break the rules.
You're a fucking cop.
Yeah, Tony doesn't say fuck.
I'm doing it now because I had a chance to do it with my own son. How old is he?
Hey, that's an Asian dude.
Yeah. Do you didn't see him earlier?
No.
He was Greg Nakashima or something.
Wow,
like that.
Boy, you know everybody.
I'm pretty sure that's what his name is.
What's this motherfucker wearing a goddamn bandana around his neck to make sure everybody thinks he's Hispanic?
He's part of a gang.
The Bloods, I guess, because...
The Bloods.
But he's Hispanic, so he can't be that. Don't give Angel a fucking...
That's how he's chopping the damn wood.
Where'd you learn to chop wood like that?
I've never chopped it before.
Why does Michael J. have all that funny look on his
face? Why does he got his collar turned up?
And he looks like he's like embarrassed a little bit.
Call me Armin.
Hi, Armin.
This
Snowboy. I mean, he's on the mic.
No, he's spray painting trees.
Yeah. What?
This is where he says the dildo.
And he can't. What the fuck? You can't spray paint shit. That looks nothing.
I don't know what that was.
It looked like yeller shit.
Oh,
He don't care. He just wanted to spray paint.
He's sniffing it.
That's what he's doing when the camera wasn't on him.
I'm gonna get down by the lake in a few minutes.
Okay.
After I screw this chick in
the pan. We're gonna do skinny dipping at the lake at 7. Oh, they're having a fight.
She don't want to go fishing. She hates fish.
Go fishing if you don't want a sweet pea.
We can stay here and do it in the tent.
I could snuck on those titties.
I'm wondering if Herman had that big tent. There's a little big tent there.
Look at that thing.
Ah.
That's a
Shades of Part 2.
Shades of Bloody Murder 1 and 2.
But I think it's part two.
Saturday. Yeah, the 14th. You get it, Dana?
Yes, dear.
You get that? You get the in joke there? Chuck, 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 chuck. Angela, la, la, la. Get used to it after a while. It's fun killing worms.
Are they real earthworms?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
It looks like that. Oh. That is so cruel.
Well, I'm sure it's dead.
I'm hoping that is a dead fish.
It's a dead fish.
They got frozen fish somewhere.
I wouldn't mind having a piece of them myself.
Hell
I
yeah.
I sure you would.
High five.
Come here, dude. Let me try.
Snowboy's got a fucking earring.
Yeah.
What a douche.
Oh, you're going to get to see something here.
Soon. Want some semen?
No.
Semen oozes out.
You're gonna get to.
Boy, I bet he had a fucking day and a half.
Oh,
on this.
I bet he did. He's probably like, "Can we do this scene again?"
I just didn't feel it. I think I could do better.
I think my hand was blocking her. Huh?
I just need a few more minutes to complete. God. Oh my.
I'm sure this was a
yeah.
Big
look
day
at
for
he gets
Michael J.
He gets a kiss on titties and get paid for it. I would. Dana would let me. Dana would let me. If for a movie,
no,
let me do it.
You're not allowed.
Oh, shit.
She's looking for him. It's like, where are they?
Where's Bruce?
Yeah. Where's my brother at? It's like, Bruce, are you
look at the
this
veins
thing?
In her boobies. Yeah, it's cold. You can tell because her the way her boobies.
You know, sometimes when you have vessels stand out in your boobs like that, you're pregnant.
Well, I think it's cold.
Well, I'm sure it was cold, too.
Oh! He got nipple in his mouth.
And he's getting to touch her down below.
I know, he's just lucky dude. Look at that. Oh, there's no way. He's got a boner and a fucking half.
That's probably not even his pants there.
I think it was in his contracts. It was his pants.
That it had to be.
It had to be his pants.
And it had to be his penis.
And it had to. She had to stick her hand in his, down his zipper.
Maria, give me a chance.
Yeah, you can come in here. You can come in here.
Oh! Oh!
He's got long johns.
Yeah.
So we weren't going to see anything anyway.
Oh, good. I didn't want to see
you. I know.
Fucking,
come in,
what are you doing?
Some Pollock dick. I don't want to see that. God damn.
Oh, and they said, too, that, that Michael J's mom called. And I'm thinking, how freaking old was he when he made this? But his mom called just to see if he was eating well. And
that's hilarious. Well, I mean, he is kind of a man child. At least that's the way he appears.
Yeah.
Good thing you're dead, because in a couple years, your breasts would have been sagging something
similar. Yeah, they're real. The way they're responding to gravity.
Mm. Yeah, but you were asking about Jill Tereshita's.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're fake. The way they're pretty goddamn.
My gosh, is that big old can of pork and beans there? Pain camp?
Yeah.
I didn't remember that seeing that one.
I create enough gas to go to the moon.
And I thought that was Jan, and it says Janet on the subtitle.
Damn it, Janet.
You brat. Screw off.
Whoa! Who's that guy?
Would you help me with the
fence?
He's spray painting her tent.
What the fuck? With, like, paint that doesn't show up.
Trip out on this.
How many damn firecrackers this guy got?
What black guy has a bunch of firecrackers? I'm sorry, dude. They don't. Hey, that's the subtitle of the movie.
He still spray painting her tent.
But it's not, like, doing anything.
He needs to go over and spray paint the blue tent. It might show up there. And they said tone. Some of the subtitles are not. Why? And why would you say you're going to the latrine?
To be nice.
Well, can you just say I'm going to the bathroom? The facility? Something?
Well, maybe they dug a latrine.
Maybe.
I don't know why, but they might have.
They made it like in the army. Do you ever have to
dig
a latrine?
We had porta potties, thank goodness.
Oh, porta potties ain't good either.
No, but better than digging a fucking hole.
You'd have to share porta potties with other guys. Girls, you know how nasty?
When you go to about a public restroom, you got to share.
Yeah, but porta potties are nastier than public restrooms.
Of course, but you know. That's a good title for a horror movie, Something in the Woods.
They need Bruce Campbell to come out there and read that line.
Necronomicon. Ex Mortis.
You know when he said, there's something out there in those woods.
Who is it? What do you want?
I want to swallow your soul. The fuck is it?
Now you'll see. It's a raccoon.
Golly. It's Sly Cooper.
What a wuss. Look, that raccoon just looked like he was having a big old time. She pinches butt.
This came out. No, this is before she was in the first Pyre with Diamond Lou Phillips.
Lou Diamond.
No, it's Diamond Lou Phillips.
Use makeup stuff, Steve. What is she doing with her flashlight in there?
It's a flashlight.
Oh, that's why it's moving around like that. Well, she had surgery, so she doesn't have a penis anymore.
I found a recipe to you can make your own flashlight.
Steve, and I would need to know this why.
Because you're going
to
be making it for me.
No, thank you. I will not.
All right.
There's a lot of things I'll make for you, but that's not one of them.
What the fuck is going on here? These dudes sleeping out that close together?
Why are they in a tent?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's going to get bad.
Snow Boy!
Wake up!
That's not good, Dana. Is it going to blow his nose off?
It's going to blow his whole face off.
Oh, no.
It's a damn firecracker.
Snow Boy! Are they going to show it?
Yeah.
Well.
And they show him later.
Oh, no. Snow Boy! God dang, here goes Stone Boy.
Snow Boy.
Whatever.
And she gets to be all warm and stuff. Why in the heck are Snow Boy and Peter Dole sharing a tent? Why didn't they just stay in Herman's big tent?
Herman.
Well, she's going to burn that tent up, so.
Let's burn this motherfucker down! Who's left alive? Anybody?
Out of this group?
Yeah.
Her, I guess.
Oh, okay. Now, who's in the tent?
Well, I guess she's put all the bodies in there.
Snow Boy!
Oh, I think Snow Boy's still alive. Because he screams.
Storm Boy on fire! In the tent!
Or maybe she just put his body in there. And then she's going to have a marshmallow. She's going to roast marshmallows.
There's
I
not
think
a,
you
lot
would
of
need a longer stick, though.
There's not a lot of witty stuff like she did in the second one.
No. I don't know if they...
if when Fritz Gordon wrote it, he just decided against it. And who the heck has her lipstick out in the middle of the woods?
Some old crazy lady. Stolen boy.
And she's still in her damn sleeping bag.
There you go.
And she's making Bobby Stark make her coffee. Dun 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 d
At least he says please here.
Hey, rap is crap! Rap is crap!
Well, she says something about darkies who can't sing later.
Whoa. Well, I ain't heard no singing. All I heard is him dipping and jabbing and
yeah, there's something in that it goes rup, 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 rup. It doesn't sound like really.
Her hair is really good because she just slept on it and it still looks good. There's no broken ends. There's no broken ends or anything.
You scared the shit out of me.
You scared the toothpaste out of your mouth.
And she says an old habit. I think some of her humor is a little subdued. What she got off? Ah, Steve's playing with my feet again.
I'm supposed to switch with someone from this group. Herman said so. He wasn't supposed to.
Herman Merman.
He's not screwing up. He's screwing somebody.
You.
Oh, no. That's the end of the...
That looks like some pretty weak coffee.
So I guess we don't see no more of her titties.
No.
Are we done with nudity? Yeah, probably so.
Probably, yeah. Oh, you
look older. She's 17! So
it looked like Jill Cherishita said something, but her
cut it out.
Was moving.
Yeah. The other one
keep a close eye on that axe there.
Snow boy. Oh no.
Jill Cherishita gets pissed when you do that.
Oh,
I think she lasted longer in Night of the Demons, didn't she?
I don't know.
Maybe about the same.
Yeah.
I don't want to share my sign with you people.
Come join us.
I just saw that stick away.
It is sharing and caring, Damon.
What's your favorite movie? E.T.
Joanna Man.
Joanna Man. That's going to be Rip's movie.
Yeah.
Cindy, what's your favorite
movie? This is so gay.
Wasn't really good acting like Gone with the Wind or the Care Bears.
Yeah.
The Care Bears. How does the Care Bears go with Gone with the Wind?
I like Care Bears, The Next Generation.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm with Riff. Riff Tracks over there.
Keep listening to stupid rap tapes. I mean, who likes that stuff anymore?
Fuck you.
Riff.
Whoa!
I mean, rap is a hell of a lot better than that country shit.
Woo!
I never said I like country. I'd rather see that than a bunch of darkies who can't sing.
Bitch.
Will!
Whoa!
That was uncalled.
This shit's all racial, balls.
And I'm not sure if they had oatmeal or what, but, like, he slammed that into her face.
Wow.
Angela's
this brings up the racial debate in America, Dana.
Angela's just helping herself to that coffee.
Blood red.
Hey, me too.
Really?
And then Rocks. Hey, Rick's thanks. Throwing rocks at the tree, or what the heck is he doing, hitting the tree?
Hey, thanks for sharing. And caring.
And go away now.
Yeah, this fucking gringo girl.
I hate to ask this, but whatever happened to Angela Baker?
Nobody knows. There were pictures of her since 7 years ago. Plus, when she was 18, the juvenile records were destroyed. So all we have to go on are descriptions.
What
And since
she was very, very ugly.
And since most everybody was dead, you know, from the other camp.
Well, what did she look like?
Looked like the boss. You get it? The boss.
515 pounds, brown eyes, reddish brown hair. 21 years old.
21? No.
I'd kill her.
Ooh.
Just like she killed my son.
Sharers.
And why would you do this? This is supposed to be a trust exercise. Yeah. Why would you put like wild inner city youth with these, you know, these rich people?
So they can learn to care and share.
Yeah, but you're tying up one person essentially and blindfolding them and having somebody lead you around. That sounds kind of dangerous to me.
Shut up, my man! Fucking honky!
That would be funny.
That's... What the fuck? That's not really cool.
If that Bobby wasn't so into women and wanting to have sex with women, I'd think he was gay.
Good work. Why would you fucking...
That's exactly what I'm saying. What? This is not appropriate at all.
Inappropriate! I mean, okay, blindfolding, perhaps, but not hands but tied to... That nigger... Oops.
I don't like that word.
Homeboys, how he massacred some rich white girl. Those street gangs do that, you know.
She's going to kill her for racism?
Sorry.
Yeah, for being a bigot, I think she says here, and a drug taker.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this was in the trailer, the menu.
Yeah.
She's smoking a doobie, isn't it?
I don't know. I think she's just
doing a cig.
Yeah. She says I gotta have a ciggy.
E-cig?
No.
What the fuck?
Yeah, all she took was a puff and then, that's a turtle. I used to love little turtles like that.
I like turtles.
I had one like that.
No, that's what that kid said on that video.
Oh, yeah.
Turtles ain't out in the fucking woods like that. They're out. They're in their ponds and shit.
No, they're in the woods.
And creeks.
No, because that's not a water turtle. That's a box turtle.
All right, turtle.
A terrapin.
Terrapin tutor.
Steve, you're from the country and you don't know these things.
I'm cityfied now.
Yeah. She's been cityfied too long.
It's too late. I can't go back. My feet are smooth and tender.
What in the heck was that back there in the locker?
Your mama.
Well, I'm getting tired and my feet hurt. I thought you country girls were used to this kind of stuff. Ha ha. Are you a cheerleader? Yes.
Why? She ain't got no curves.
No. Do you take drugs?
Well, you seem to like her in that bra and panties earlier.
Bra and panty match.
Bra and panty match. Probably you went to Victoria's Secret and not matching.
She's lean and mean and not too far in between.
You ain't gonna like this in a minute here.
Hey! No, I just don't think that would happen.
No, she wouldn't be able to drag these people. She was dragging Snow Boy around.
Snow Boy!
She was pretty much dead weight.
Is she the new flagpole?
They said that they had to help her with stuff like it was hard for her to do on part two.
I don't think that rope would hold the weight. She's a human flag. You're a fornicator, Dana.
A drug taker.
I was witness to Dana's fornication.
Nasty, snotty bigot. And I'm sure that last part was sarcasm.
How did she do that? How did she get her to be fucking head first?
Again, you would have to ask Michael.
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
I was a witness to your fornication?
Yes, dear.
Okay, just didn't know.
You were an instigator in it.
I was a participator.
Yep.
You were a participant.
I was the antagonist.
Look, that big old steak. Guess who's going to get that?
I don't know. Officer Whitmore?
No, Barney.
Barney?
That's his name.
Oh.
Barney Whitmore.
Oh, and I'm almost out of bug spray.
Talk about lazy.
The kitchen. The door should be open. Take the trail by the old outhouse.
You know where you stuffed that blonde down the shitter? The one,
yeah,
the one with a really good body?
Allie?
Yeah.
I don't think she had that good of a body.
Is that where they found all those dead bodies last year?
Yeah, in the shitter.
No, they found...
Oh, no! There's a big dog on the couch!
It's Sam. It'll spook him. Spook him. Somebody needs to splice Linnea Quigley saying, I like it spooky.
Baby.
There's some weird musical cues in this movie.
Uh-oh, I see print damage.
Yeah.
Why did not Scream Show go in there and fix each frame of this movie?
Why don't you contact Scream Factory and ask them?
You know, I'm going above Scream Factory and going right to Shout Factory and ask them what the fuck. All right,
which is the same company, basically.
I'm going right to the fucking top.
You go right to the horse's mouth. How long is it going to take?
God damn, it's the amazing garbage dragging
what
scene.
What is all that on that? Looks like
rust.
Shit running down.
It's rust.
It'd be rust on what looks like a rock wall.
Maybe there was something there. They got Kingsford, baby!
Kingsford.
Hey, blink.
They said they tried to turn things so that you wouldn't be able to see all the name of the products.
Well, they fucked up on that.
Because they didn't get permission to use this stuff. That looks gross. You'd think they'd fix that a little bit.
What, that door?
Well, just the whole wall.
Well, that's stone. It just fucking shit ran. I don't know.
She's having a flashback.
Are we going to see flashbacks? Yeah!
But the flashback isn't exactly as it happened. See, there's rust on the...
Well, it's a year later, Daner. She's giving out her... she's singing Born to Run.
With special guest, my brother.
Clarence Clemons. Little Stevie!
See, she looks more glamorous in this flashback.
Yeah.
Everybody loves her. See?
Oh, we get to see the blonde. She's a good looking chick.
No, you didn't see Allie.
Whatever. I think she's cute.
Allie's supposed to be up there with her. You see her.
Her arm.
You see her arm or hand.
It's weird that she only did these two movies, right? She didn't do no more movies, right?
I don't think so. I think she became a photographer.
Yeah.
You're talking about Pamela Springsteen.
But I just didn't know why she didn't... It's weird that she just did these two movies.
See, that's supposed to be Allie, like, putting her hand on her shoulder and stuff.
So is this something they filmed for this movie, or did they...
They probably filmed it
yeah,
for the other one. And she didn't have that big of a first place thing. It was a little bitty thing.
Ah, so they refilmed it.
And it looks like she's got lipstick and...
I had a penis.
I was really a boy.
And I was raised a girl, but I had a penis, and that fucked me up a little bit.
Yeah, and it was all my aunt. Martha.
And I have a famous brother, but, you know... Oh! He snapped, didn't he?
Yes.
Or did he sneeze? No, I'll accept.
He's making him... See, that's not Allie out there.
No, that's an ugly chick. That blonde.
Steve.
You really like... Hey, it... Oh, that's the Sally Field.
Yeah. They even said that in the commentary. It's like,
yeah.
Sally Field thing. When did Sally Field say that?
Well, she won the Oscar in like 84 for that Places in the Heart or something.
Oh. By the way, Sally Field was on Howard Stern's show.
Yeah, maybe he'll ask her about that. I ain't listened to it at all.
And she says, I'm through having my flashbacks.
Oh, flashbacks over?
Yeah.
Flashback Theater is presented by The Boss, Sasha Banks.
Oh, God. Steve knows what I think of Sasha.
The new boss.
Why are there so many mops out
there? Man, there's a motherfucking mop city over here.
Well, you know that old Lily didn't clean.
Lily?
She's too lazy.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is nasty. Or weren't they used the same fly sound from part two when she was dunking Allie in the outhouse?
I don't know, baby doll.
Sounds the same.
Cindy coming?
No, she's resting in one of the cabins.
Her head busted.
She has a splitting headache.
Yay!
Well, are you ready for another trust game?
I thought it was time to eat.
Well, it's almost time. Bobby,
yeah, because her lazy ass already ate that steak.
I want you two to stand together. Come on, side by side. And I'm going to tie you together.
What's ever goddamn bondage shit going on?
You're going to
kind of tying and dying.
What's Riff doing?
Oh, he's listening to a... I thought he's listening to a Walkman. Fuck that!
Oh, how convenient. She's allergic to fish.
Hey! You get it? It could be a fucking sitcom.
What is that laying
on? He has like acid wash jeans.
What was that brown thing laying on that plate?
I don't know.
Riff took a shit on
the shit on a paper plate. I hope that Jason ain't at the bottom of it.
She's probably tired of taking everybody in this camp fishing. First it was Peter and Snowboy. Anyway?
Snowboy!
That's a once in a lifetime experience.
It is?
He thinks it'll look great on his resume.
What the fuck is it? Oh, I went to summer camp and
he wants to be in politics.
Oh my God. This is so dumb. Maybe he's supposed to be that dumb, but
he is. Though.
When I go for a job, I don't go, hey, I went to 4-H camp when I was like 13. Is that good?
Well, they always tell you, like, well, they say on college applications it looks good if you did extracurricular things.
Yeah.
No maybe one, back when
they... You know what they care about if you got money or not? That's all they care. They don't give a fuck if you went to camp.
Well, that's what they tell you anyway, Steve.
Well, they're full of shit.
You go to your guidance counselor and
God damn, do you have a fucking...
I thought you wanted it.
No!
Your type always does.
Yeah, your type, Dana.
Oh, yeah.
Dana's that same type.
Just assume.
She's that same type. Okay. Ow.
Stop saying that stuff.
Sorry.
You're that type. Want to see allergic to the pussy? Oh, excuse
me. Steve can't help it because, and I'm not saying I'm a hoe, but Steve's a hoe magnet.
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't think so. If I would, I'd have got more.
Just keep it down.
Keep it down? Hey-o. Oh, just smack it in her face.
But speaking
yeah.
of... Speaking of hoes, Tiffany Schiff has never came on to you, though.
She did. She grabbed me, though.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Grandbody caught the fish.
Her tits were on my back. Oh, yes.
You felt every inch of them, didn't you?
Bobby, maybe you should clean them.
I felt every...
I'm guessing spectrum. She didn't have a bra on either.
She had tits. She's got a bra on. I don't remember, Dana. My back ain't that sensitive, so...
I encourage everybody that hears this commentary to go find that goofy picture of Steve.
Shut up. Listen to Riff tracks.
Listen to Riff's tracks.
Yes.
What?
You heard me the first time!
You don't mess with Riff, and this is why.
Wow, yep.
That's probably the one and only time Angela backed off of somebody.
Yep. Hey, that motherfucker took off his bandana.
Yeah, make it harder.
Hey now. Dana mentioned that the other night.
Wow.
I said there's no way it's diamond. It's hard as diamond.
Gosh.
Get this off, Dana. Nuh-uh. Hey, does the carpet match the drapes? Reddish?
Oh, no, don't tell me.
What?
Little red brick school and you're in the choir.
It's orange brick.
See, her eyes look too...
Orange? What the heck's orange brick? Is it that lighter colored brick?
It's not red brick, it's orange. It's light red. I'm just... It's
screw
light,
you, orange. Steve.
Screw you! You will. But look at her eyes are really close together. She's got to be better looking still now than her sister.
Well, I don't know what...
Because she looks horrible.
I don't know what Melanie Griffith did.
She had some work done, and it don't look good.
She had Botox done?
I don't know what she... No, she had some kind of fucking plastic surgery, and it looks horrible.
The lowriders.
The bananas. The bananas.
The banana bananas. That's what his gang was called.
The Frito Bambitos. I can move. You see, I got moves.
She lives in Ohio.
Ohio.
Where we went today.
Yeah, we were there, Dana.
We weren't in Defiance, Ohio, or wherever she's supposed to be. Oh, touch his leg.
God damn, she's running his inner thigh where he's... cock would be.
Oh.
His spit cock.
Steve's getting all hot and bothered thinking about her.
His Latino dick.
They ain't wasting no time.
God damn, son. She's got socks above her. What the fuck is that?
Those socks I used to have.
Above their jeans? I never remember that.
I never had them above my jeans, but I had those slouch socks.
Slouch?
Scrunchy socks.
I was in the army during this time, so I don't know nothing about this shit.
Steve was under
the influence
of the
look.
The
she got a Jimmy hat, Dana.
Yeah.
AKA a prophylactic.
A rubber.
Dana.
What? That was weird.
I don't think Liddy can walk anymore.
She's got two cans of off. Why didn't she throw that one away that wasn't working anymore?
Because she's not going to pollute.
And what is
litter.
She eating?
Probably.
I thought she done ate that steak and she was allergic.
Somebody's
going to
be doing some sharing and caring.
What is that can? They got beans?
Yes, beans.
Can you imagine how much farting would be going on?
Come farting.
And it'd be filling those tents with gas.
Filling with gas
then? And then Angela could just kill everybody by lighting it up. Big flames coming out of Riff's ass.
Riff?
Yeah. She's gonna come on to Riff later.
It hasn't been easy taking over this place.
What the heck are you doing? Oh no. What's that soundboard in here?
So, have you ordered your tickets yet?
Uh-oh. No. Something bad is about to happen.
Can I rate you anally?
No!
Let's not listen to that. It's a Coca-Cola box. I remember the first time I watched this movie with my family. We all thought it was great.
Do you know that it's illegal?
Did you?
What, to watch this movie with your family?
Are you a virgin?
Not anymore.
Now she's singing the Happy Camper song while she's burying Lily. Herman's dead.
Lily doesn't give a fuck about living too much, does she?
She thinks that's going to make her stop. Uh-oh.
Do you think Rafe is funny?
Dana does.
No, I don't.
This is like,
something infiltrating this conversation. Motel
Hell.
That.
It's like Motel Hell.
No, not exactly. You're going to see.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Steve, we don't want to catch a predator step on this commentary. I don't think that's what that guy was talking about when he asked us to do a commentary over this.
You mean go mow the yard?
She gonna give Lily a free haircut.
But there's no grass over there. Why would she be mowing that area?
I don't know.
Oh, shh. Oh. Ah!
I'm prowling for young men.
Oh, no.
Oh,
your mama.
He thinks he's going to get lucky.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Me too. Yes. It's just like Fifty Shades of Grey.
Oh, Lord, don't even compare the two. See, he's talking about an election.
Oh, I thought he said erection. He can lose an erection.
His erection will cause him to lose an election.
I might lose an erection someday.
And then he'll have to start taking Viagra.
See, this is...
like something in one of those dirty magazines, you know?
God, I'm so freaking
bondage
hard.
Bondage camp.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I'm so freaking hard next to this tree.
Let me ask you this, Steve. You've probably been a connoisseur of many adult magazines.
No.
Did they ever talk about bondage camp?
No.
I'm not into those magazines.
Well, he's talking about dirty magazines. That could encompass a lot of different magazines.
I'm into light bondage.
So when do we screw? That's a great way to get a woman to want to have sex with you. Uh-oh.
God, there'll be one less idiot in politics.
Yeah! She ought to take down Trump while she's at it.
How do you feel about sex?
Oh, no.
And if you looked, you saw the camera.
Ah!
You would see the cameraman in the window of that Jeep as she pulled away.
My shoulder started hurting.
And there was an uncut version of that where you actually see his arms flying behind the
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
See, this guy he's gonna listen to this commentary and he's gonna say, what the fuck?
Would you ever try anal?
Hey, Titty Magazine!
Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm slipping.
She's got a tape.
Yeah. He likes rap, so.
He likes crap. He likes white women and crap.
You think she got her brother's assistance when she came up with this rhyme?
Hey, Bruce, can you help me with this rhyme? That's whack!
Fuckhead.
This is whack!
I help him.
Are you okay?
No! This is whack!
He never says whack, Steve.
You're a honky. Oh, no.
I didn't notice that she had all that blood on her hand, but she does.
I'm glad to meet teens online for sex.
Well, they didn't have online back in this time.
So why are you doing that?
I don't know.
We're trying to do a commentary over this movie.
Oh. Hello? You can kiss. I can kiss you, too.
We can have a threesome.
A foursome?
What in the heck is Barney doing to the fire?
Hi.
Is he chucking it?
For some reason, I just see him. I see Art Hennell.
Is that because we talked to Art Hennell today?
Yep. Here's something, Angel. I might say.
I might want to cut you a little. Yeah. Suck on your blood. Laugh out loud.
LOL.
That's so hilarious. Yeah. What?
I might want to do that. I might want to cut you later and suck on your blood. LOL.
What did it say? Something about pussy blood on Rocktober blood.
Damn. Yes.
It did.
But that's a lot. Did you know they're trying to make a sequel to that?
Who's trying to make
a sequel? I don't know. But they're trying to do a Kickstarter or something for Rocktober Blood 2. And I was like, are you effing kidding? But
I'll watch the original.
Anyway, let's go back. What happened? The angel, she hurt herself?
She fell. I think she's faking, but whatever.
Yeah, it didn't look swollen or anything.
That's cause she's faking.
They should have gone like, "Hey, I guess you weren't born to run, huh?"
Yeah, and then Bruce is gonna bust through the door and start singing.
How well do you know him?
With the E Street.
Who? My brother
what
Bruce.
What is it? The E Street band.
Good, because he's a terrible counselor, and so is Lily.
Well, we had wieners.
Ooh.
Does? And she's so lazy, she doesn't do anything but sit around all day. I have eyes.
And I have a vagina now. I used to have a penis.
I want to be with you guys.
Hey, Dana.
Sorry, Maria.
Did you bring condoms?
I'm married. I don't wear condoms.
Whoa!
Please.
Just for one more day. Sorry.
Can we watch TV? Dukes of Hazzard's on.
Who's wanting to watch Dukes of Hazzard?
Barney.
Barney does. No, he wants to watch.
Enos, the spinoff of Dukes of Hazzard.
He wants to watch Barney Miller.
Barney Miller.
In fact, she's out there right now. Go see for yourself.
Really? No, you really don't want to go out there and see what's left of Lily.
I'm warning you, it's not a pretty sight.
Uh-oh.
Is that her head or what's left?
That's her headless body.
Headless. HEADLESS.
See how Steve paused and had to think about headless?
Yeah, Damon. Oh. Did you see my sister, Melanie? She looks like a fucking mess.
Well, she will in the future.
Yeah.
She's probably still looking
I bet she
good
looks
here.
Better than there now, still. Unless she got plastic surgery, too.
They went the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, they got
they
two
made
for
a girl,
one.
Girl's day.
They got a Groupon for 2 for 1. March up. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Have you ever seen a man's blank?
Have you seen a man's blank?
Yes, many times.
Oh, my.
Just one man, though. Well, unless you count movies that show full frontal.
Then you've seen hundreds. Okay.
No.
All right. Wow, this is going to be...
You look just like your son when you get mad.
Oh, my.
He's had an epiphany now.
Oh, this is going to be like Jason, Freddy versus Jason kind of shit.
How many have you killed this time?
I don't know. Lots. But I had no choice.
She stole Griff's gun.
Griff?
Griff.
Riff Raff?
Why is he, like, standing there like the road friend, you know?
Drill?
Yeah, drill.
A chainsaw.
Hacksaw.
Fire.
Jim Duggan.
Well, you're just gonna cut my head off like you did my son's.
Oh. Hope the news comes in and beats the shit out of her, Dana.
Her?
Yeah. Gonna go back in time.
What's it gonna be?
Is this is it? What? Just let me know. God damn.
And he just stood there and let her.
Well,
you know, she
could
have had any sort of weapon.
I know.
He's a damn cop.
Yeah, he should know if you got your hands behind your back.
He should have had a bulletproof vest.
No, he should have had a gun on him. Carried. He had it on his ankle or some shit.
He still probably wouldn't have been fast enough to get it out and shoot her. Of course, maybe.
Now she's acting like her foot's.
She must have hurt it a little bit because she's actually.
I like that Jeep door. That's pretty cool.
Steve likes Jeeps.
They probably made them to work or last back then.
No, my dad says Jeeps.
My dad said.
That Jeeps are cool vehicles, but they're not made well. I apologize to the gentleman that wanted us to do this commentary because Steve is insisting on putting.
I would love to teach
you.
I'm trying to meet teens online for sex.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do after this commentary.
Steve's going to get arrested.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to hear this and think he's really going to do that.
I'm going to try to meet teens online for sex when Danny goes to sleep. Well, but there's some more left, right? That black girl and that Hispanic dude?
Yeah. You're going to see.
Okay.
It's going to happen. We're only an hour and 11 minutes in.
Well, I mean, I can't. There they are. And oh, I forgot. I keep forgetting about that Asian dude.
Poor old Greg. You're forgetting about him.
Greg. Play the flute, Greg.
It was hours ago. You mean these three have been sitting there for hours?
That dude's hair, man.
Greg was licking my bike.
Greg, what are you doing?
What's wrong? Tony looks like he ate some bad Chinese or something.
Hey, how come you don't have to be tied up?
I'm going to get involved in an internet conversation with a 14-year-old boy. I'm going to go to his house, strip naked, and walk in with a 12-pack of beer.
I think that Greg said that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Barney. Oh, never mind. I thought I saw him. Is that him?
Yeah. There's Barney.
Where's Fred?
Fred's played for the Heels. Left Barney to die.
Where's the redhead at?
Marsha, they've got to find Marsha in one of the cabins.
You know what I think about Snow Boy?
And he wasn't the only one. Not by a long shot.
Okay.
That button didn't say what I thought, but anyway. They're going to kill somebody. Oh.
So basically, I'm going to kill your ass.
I think this sucks. This is not as good as the second one.
You think this sucks?
Yes. I really do. I mean, the second one was.
So you're satisfied that all these years you never watched it?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I just don't think it's that good. But anyway, that's my opinion.
Well, you're going to have to get on Fritz Gordon because he wrote it.
I'm going to get on him.
Steve, enough with that.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, that's why I asked Fritz Gordon. Who's your daddy and what does he do?
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. There was a.
Are they okay? There, are they? This is the sharing part or the caring part?
I think it's neither.
That's Mr. Lover Man.
Lover Man.
Shabba.
Shabba dude.
Shabba Ranks.
Shabba Ranks.
Yeah, you don't know. That's a 90s reference you would never get. Early.
Well, you act like I was under a rock in the 90s.
Well, you didn't see it. You didn't know who Shabba Ranks is. Wow.